Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Russ Medlinger is here, ladies and gentlemen. Russ is a new friend of the show. He and I know each other a little bit, but he's new to the show. This is his first time. He's director of the senior director, I should say, of the Small to Medium Business Marketing Division of the U.S. side of Microsoft. And this is a job he's had for about 6 months or now. He works with one of our old friends, Cindy Bates, who you've heard many times on the show before over the years. He works with Cindy, which is always good to know. So let's get him in here. Russ Medlinger, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here, Russ. Congratulations, by the way. I know you've been in your assignment for about 6 months now. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Well, you know, and you're over with the cool side now, the small business side, Russ.
Yes, that's right.
You know, we're the cool kids in the playground, recently you guys conducted some research on cloud computing. Talk to us about that.
Yes, we did. You know, we knew that cloud computing can help save customers money, can save small businesses money, but we wanted to see, does it go beyond that and actually have the potential to spur economic health? And the research really showed that by the end of 2015, nearly 14 million new jobs would be created worldwide as a result of cloud computing.
Let's slow down for just a minute. And even though if anybody who's been listening to my show for very long at all knows what cloud computing is, because I've talked quite a bit about it, and I've got a long track record with this, Russ, as you know. I was talking about ASPs, application service providers, which were the forerunners of cloud computing back in the 90s on this show. And in the last 10 years, the term cloud computing, in the cloud, cloud-based resources, all those things are the same thing. And tell the audience what that really means.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are websites dedicated to what cloud computing is, but at a high level, the idea behind cloud computing is that instead of running software and or technology at your place of business, you would run or access that software and technology from a vendor's location over the internet.
Processing power that you basically rent from someone else, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And so instead of capitalizing the software to install and own and hold on your computer, on your desktop, on your hard drive, instead of capitalizing and buying that software that might cost you several hundred dollars, you can buy it in increments. You can rent it for per month in much smaller increments and expense it. And use it as needed. It's always updated too. That's another big deal, isn't it?
That's right. It's automatically updated for you, and you only pay for what you use.
Right, right. So now that we kind of have got everybody on the same page with cloud computing, what did you find out about why is cloud computing, what's it going to do to create all those jobs you just mentioned?
Well, you know, cloud computing can allow small businesses to save money, like we were talking about, by not having to run or maintain on-site technology. And what the research found was that small businesses are taking that saved money and reinvesting it back into the business and doing projects that contribute to the bottom line. And they're reinvesting that money both in IT, but also outside of IT, for example, hiring new salespeople. Mm-hmm. And it's really that formula of saving and then reinvesting that's driving the job growth.
Well, you know, a lot of people think, well, there is evidence that technology has made companies more efficient and has allowed them to hire fewer people. We know that. We've seen that in certain industries. But typically, when you give a small business owner more power, which for less money, which is what cloud computing, basically the essence of cloud computing, is if a small business owner said, "Give me, you know, cut to the chase," I'd say, "More power, less money." That's what I would say. And they would say, they would say, wow, that means I can grow my business because I can use my capital more for growth and not for operations. And therefore, in a growing small business is going to hire more people.
Right.
And so that's the reason why, I mean, to me, this, I really break it down that simple, Russ. What do you think?
Yeah, and that's exactly what the research found, which was they're reinvesting that money, and we found that the new revenue that's being generated from those additional investments could reach over $1 trillion by the end of 2015 worldwide. That's what
right.
the research found.
Worldwide, right. And of course,
worldwide.
Of course, so we small business owners, we'll take only a half a trillion. We'll be glad with just a half a trillion.
Yeah, exactly.
So what are some of those jobs going to be? What will they look like? What will cloud computing do to create some of those jobs?
Well, you know, there's a couple of vertical industries that the research found that will probably see the most job growth from cloud computing. That was things like professional services, communications, education, manufacturing, government. The research did find that some industries that will see some slower growth are things like banking and healthcare because they have some regulatory and some, mm-hmm. some other concerns that might not, you know, us to see as much job growth there.
Another area is in finding and managing remote workers, teleworkers. That's another
Absolutely.
Area that I think I think the cloud will help people not only gain access to people who could work for them that they might not have had, sort of broaden the talent pool search, but also if that person doesn't have to be under your nose, the cloud resources can help you manage that relationship, can it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of the things the research found, too, is that it can help with collaboration between employees, existing employees, or if you're hiring more. You know, we had a team recently. Cindy was down in Portland, Oregon at a company called Information Yoga, and they were struggling to collaborate, meaning they had three different founders who were emailing each other all the time and having different documents on different computers.
Mm-hmm.
And now with the cloud offering from Microsoft called Office 365, they're able to have a single place in the cloud to collaborate, and they're being much more effective.
Right, absolutely. And by the way, Russ, we've got to take a quick break. How can we find the research that you have here? How can we find you guys online?
Well, one place to go is called www.microsoftbusinesshub.com. Lots of information up there about the cloud.
Microsoftbusinesshub.com, is that right?
Yep.
All right, so check that out, folks. And when we come back, I want to talk about how the cloud is helping small businesses get their start, not just grow, but get their start. 20 after, right back with Russ Madliner. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.